From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a temporary halt in Syria talks. The United Nations is postponing the Syrian talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura calls the delay a temporary pause. He has been alternating between discussions with representatives of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and with representatives of opposition groups.
I've already fixed a date for the next talks, 25th of February. For I find that at this stage it's very important to give an opportunity to those who have been insisting that the talks need to take place, that they also address the issues which have been pending and unresolved.
Meanwhile, the Syrian army claimed that it has ended the rebel siege of two villages in Aleppo, handing Mr. Assad's government a major victory. President Barack Obama, on his first visit to a U.S. mosque as president, says Americans too often conflate Islam with terrorism. He also said what he called inexcusable political rhetoric against Muslims has no place in the country. Earlier, Mr. Obama took part in a roundtable with Muslim American leaders to hear their concerns. Somali authorities have found the body of a passenger missing from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport Tuesday. An explosion ripped a hole in the plane shortly after takeoff. A government official says the body of the missing passenger was found in the nearby town of Balad. The official says it will take days to determine what caused the explosion on the plane. Japan and South Korea joined the United States Wednesday in demanding that North Korea cancel plans to send a long-range rocket into space. They say the launch would violate United Nations resolutions banning ballistic missile and nuclear weapons development. This is VOA News. The United States and the European Union have reached an agreement on regulating cross-Atlantic data transfers. European Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova says the agreement marks the first time the United States has given the European Union binding assurances that public officials' access to personal information will be subject to clear limits, safeguards, and oversight. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday the number of people apprehended trying to cross the country into the country from Mexico fell by 36% between December and January, reaching its lowest level in a year. The High Court in Australia has thrown out a challenge to the country's offshore detention policy, a setback for opponents of the program. Phil Mercer reports.
Lawyers argued it was illegal for the Australian government to fund and run the offshore camps. Acting for a Bangladeshi woman brought to Australia for medical treatment, they took their case to the High Court in Canberra, where they had hoped to have the offshore detention system declared unlawful. However, after months of deliberation, the judges decided that offshore processing of asylum seekers was valid under the Constitution. The ruling means more than 250 migrants, including dozens of babies and children, are likely to be sent from Australia to Nauru. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has dropped his bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Paul is a libertarian who often opposed American military intervention in overseas conflicts. He won little support in the crowded Republican field. Real estate mogul Donald Trump is now claiming that Texas Senator Ted Cruz stole his victory in the Iowa caucuses. Trump attacked Cruz for putting out a statement which Cruz later retracted and apologized for, suggesting that another candidate was leaving the race. Trump also accused Cruz of lying about Trump's policies and of sending some Iowa voters a mailing designed to look like an official document that accused them of a voter violation. Ukraine's economy minister tendered his resignation Wednesday, citing political pressure and corruption. Avaris Abromavicius said the country's leadership had routinely blocked his reform efforts and that the economy ministry was at the mercy of corrupt vested interests. Regulators in the U.S. western state of California voted Tuesday to extend water restrictions ordered by the governor in June to battle years of drought. The mandate to conserve water will now last through at least October, with Californians asked to cut their usage by about 25%. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.